This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, August 3rd. Well, fairly quiet in live cattle, where we saw the markets basically trading an inside day, but in feeders, actually took out the previous day's high, and then we ended up with an outside day lower. So the corn market was under pressure, and the feeder cattle started to come under some selling pressure. The cash index was down just a little bit, down 34 cents at 174.40. So I think the futures market in feeder cattle are starting to anticipate that your cash index is going to run into some headwinds here. We're just hearing story after story of major herd liquidation, cattle moving into the auction yards across the southern plains, pressuring cash prices there, and that's eventually going to show up in your feeder cattle cash index, which is what drives the feeder cattle futures. So the drought in the southern and central plains taking a massive toll. We've seen a lot of liquidation and placements during July. In fact, cow slaughter has been double in Oklahoma during July than it was the previous year. So these are just indications that producers are making the tough decisions. They're weaning calves early, placing them into feedlots, slaughtering cows and bulls. You know, this all indicates just another wave of herd liquidation coming across, you know, major cattle country. And it's kind of overwhelming the auction yards too. So I would imagine you're going to see the cattle and feed report show huge placements in July. That just keeps pressure on your live cattle market well into late in the year. These are going to be lighter weight calves. They're going to require more feed to get them up to weight, and it's going to take longer to get them to harvesting. So this keeps big numbers on feed, and it keeps the pressure on the live cattle market. So it's an unfortunate development, but it was kind of expected. You know, just continue day after day, well above 100 degrees. You know what that does to pastures and potential hay crops, and it's just, you know, you just don't have the feed, and feed grain is too expensive. So there you go with your herd liquidation. So we'll see how this all plays out. But again, I think the live cattle are just struggling here to get some traction on the upside. They haven't sold off. They've just been basically trading sideways. And when you look at feeders, they have held their gains over the last couple of months, but they too, in a broader type of trading range, have been mostly sideways at the top end of that rally. So perhaps they're running out of steam on the upside as well. I would think with the waves of calves coming into feedlots, you know, these are calves that would have been placed probably a month later, maybe a couple months later. They're going in early, so that removes that supply down the road, but again, it keeps these feedlots pretty full. So you know, we'll see what kind of demand shows up for the fall calves. It looks like your feed grain situation should be adequate here in the U.S., but worldwide it looks like feed grain supplies will be fairly tight. That's probably going to pull feed grain prices a bit higher as we work into the fall, and that could, you know, that would be more of a negative to the feeder cattle market. It just kind of depends what live cattle are doing to help offset the higher feed grain costs. In the cash markets, box beef values were a bit lower. Choice was down 214 at 268. Select was down 135 at 242. The spread was down 79 cents at 26.91. Movement was 157 loads. Slaughter rate, 248,000 head so far this week. That's down 1,000 from a week ago, still up 8,000 over last year. We haven't seen any cash trade develop so far this week. It's still pretty early. But last week we were down a couple bucks, so I would expect that, you know, probably steady. We've seen some pullback here to help stabilize the market. You know, box beef values coming under pressure could add to some negativity to the cash fed trade, but so far we just haven't seen enough volume to really establish a price so far this week. I think moving forward, we're going to continue to see liquidation in the southern plains. We're just not seeing any relief there. And then the northern plains is coming under hot and dry conditions. That's going to start to stress pastures. You know, any kind of winter grazing was probably going to get hit there too. But I still think that the Northern Plains would be the first to see heifer retention and herd rebuilding after last year's wipeout. They've had so far a pretty decent season, but again, this late heat and dryness is going to start to take a toll on some of this late grass availability. So I don't see a lot of upside here in the live cattle or the feeders in the short term. We just have to kind of wait and see what the corn market does, but wouldn't surprise me at all to see these markets pull back, get a little bit more of a correction here. But you're going to have to see some rain in the Southern Plains before you start to see herd rebuilding there. So the earliest I think we're going to see it would be this fall in the Northern Plains. Most likely it will probably be in the spring when they take their backgrounded calves and decide if they're going to hold back heifers or not. A lot of that will just depend on fall moisture and some winter snow cover as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.